It's about 7:30 in the morning, and a couple hundred homeless are lined up outside the Palmer Episcopal Church on Main Street. The homeless come to the weigh station here for a hot breakfast. Also here is Dr. David Buck, who is walking up and down the line, in a sense, making a house call.
Anybody have health care questions or concerns? Hey, good, yourself?
Very good.
Or health care tips? Anyone have health care questions or concerns? Please step by. We have a little desk right on the way in when you come in or on the way out, okay?
Buck is carrying with him a type of handheld computer to hold the medical records of the homeless. Some people he knows their names, others he'll note in his street medical records as man with funny hat or a tattoo on arm. No one speaks up on the first pass, but coming back down the line, Buck catches the eye of a person who slightly raises his hand. It turns out the man has type 1 diabetes.
This is a man that if he's admitted to the hospital with diabetic ketoacidosis, he goes to the intensive care unit, and his hospitalization will cost about $150,000 to $250,000. The drug that he needs is about a $10 drug, insulin.
Inside the weigh station, Buck is able to test the man's blood sugar, and it's dangerously high. With his laptop, Buck is able to arrange care. All the medical information is transmitted to the clinic where the man will be treated. Buck moves on. Irvin is trying to figure out why his disability and Medicare have been cut off.
You're out of all your medicines?
No, I'm on my meds.
You're on?
I still have.
That's fantastic.
I'm on my meds.
So you're doing great stuff. With a really tough time.
Buck is able to get Irvin to the next step with updated records and another appointment.
That's what we're going to try to do. Does that sound like that'll help you?
Yeah, that's...
Okay, good. I'm sorry, that would be scary for anyone. And to get your care,
you know, I don't want to wind up like some people just give up and they out there on the streets, and you see a lot of sick people out there.
But you didn't do that this
you know?
Time. That says a lot about where you are now and what you've
accomplished.
Become. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's great to see you again.
Same here, Dr.
Another man calls Buck over to let him know that he's had lab work done, but is concerned things are falling through the cracks.
And we'll see you on Wednesday.
I'm glad I caught you, because 1-9, I looked at that and I said, 1-9? I mean, you know, so I'm supposed to sit around 10 weeks and wait too long. And I mean, you know, I'm definitely concerned that, you know, something's going on, that's for sure. And I don't think it's in my mind.
The man is pleased, but can keep the process moving.
Hey, we used not to have anybody here. All we had here for a long time was a nurse that would check your blood pressure. That was about it. And you really need more than that out here.
And Buck will continue to work the lines with his street medical records, trying to keep up with those who show up at the weigh station. Capella Tucker, Houston Public Radio News.